I'm Phil Nee with sports. There's high school football today. Richland Center is at Broadhead Judah. That is a JV football game that kicks off at 5:30. And River Valley hosts New Glarus in a JV football game this afternoon as Southwest Conference teams wrap up their junior varsity schedule. Varsity football teams that make the playoffs will be playing this weekend, Friday night at 7, in almost all cases across the state. The pairings came out officially over the weekend. The 9-0 Ithaca Bulldogs draw a third seed. They'll host number 6 seed Randolph on Friday night at 7. Also, number 2 seed Johnson Creek will host number 7 Royal in the other part of the bracket. Number 5 Hillsboro will play at number 4 Cambria Friesland. Top part of the bracket, number 1 seed Bangor plays number 8 Iowa Grant. Number 5 River Ridge is at number 4 Cashton. Number 3 Potosi Cassville takes on number 6 Blackhawk Warren. And number 7 Waseca Steuben Seneca will play at Cochran Fountain City, which is the number 2 seed. Elsewhere, Cuba City, a number 3 seed, will take on number 6 Mineral Point on Friday night. It will be number 2 Lancaster hosting number 7 Westby as well. Moving to Division 5, the Richland Center Hornets made the playoffs. They are a 7th seed, having won the last 3 games of the season and 4 for the year. They move on to play number 2 Darlington on Friday night at 7. In the other part of the bracket, number 3 Milwaukee Academy of Science will be hosting number 6 New Glarus. 4th seed Racine Lutheran takes on number 5 Brookfield Academy. And number 1 seed Prairie du Chien will host Southwestern East Dubuque. They are an 8th seed. And in Division 4, Wisconsin Dells, a 5th seed, plays at number 4 Lodi. 3rd seed West Salem will host number 6 Platteville. In Division 3, number 5 Whitnall plays at number 4 Reedsburg. 3rd seed Stoughton will host number 5 Waterford, and it will be number 6 Sauk Prairie playing number 2 seed Mount Horeb Barneveld. In Division 2, number 2 Monroe will host number 7 Elkhorn in a really good sectional there. And action continues for 8-player football this weekend. The pairings include number 3 Almond Bancroft playing at number 2 North Crawford, and number 1 seed Highland will host number 4 Oakfield. The WIAA volleyball playoffs get underway tomorrow night. There are a few area matchups. River Valley will be traveling to Westby in Division 3 action, and it will be the Riverdale Chieftains playing at Kickapoo in Division 5 volleyball on Tuesday night. We'll have coverage of the Riverdale at Kickapoo match coming up tomorrow evening. Bowling scores from over the weekend. The high series for boys: Darren Kepler, a 598. Trayton Shep, a 567. Brady Blado, a 528. High game honors went to Darren Kepler, 244. And 214s for Kyle Schredinger and Landon Westfall. Girls high series: Jocelyn Adams, a 476. Abby Weagle had a 280. Top game, Jocelyn Adams with a 164 and Abby Weagle with a 118 in youth bowling from over the weekend at the Phoenix Center. New Packers kicker Brandon McManus booted a 45-yard field goal as time ran out in Sunday's 24-22 win over Houston. Green Bay's fourth straight victory included 7 lead changes. 3 turnovers left the Packers behind 19-14 at half, but the defense stiffened after that. Linebacker Eric Wilson had 2 of Green Bay's 4 sacks, and Texas quarterback C.J. Stroud passed for just 82 yards. Jordan Love threw 3 scoring passes, but was intercepted twice. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the Packers punter, Daniel Whalen, who was certainly a hero on the day, not only with his long and high with hang time punts, but also he was the holder on the last snap on the field goal, and the snap was a bit low.
Not only is he an outstanding punter, but he's a hell of a holder as well. And I can't say enough great things about him. He definitely had a huge impact in the game today. I mean, when you average, 56.8 yards a punt, That's pretty damn good. So do not want to have to use them that much. I tell him every week, I said, I hope we only use you as a holder, but today we needed him, and he certainly came through in a big way.
LaFleur says he could have the best punter in the NFL on his roster.
Yeah, it sure feels like it. I mean, he's been really consistent. He's definitely the best I've ever been around. Not only, I mean, he obviously kicks it a long way, but just the hang time too, because some guys will kick it far and they're going to outkick their coverage. But I thought our guys, our Flyers did an outstanding job winning their one-on-one battles, flying down there and just to negate big return opportunities for the most part.
One of Jordan Love's passes went to running back Josh Jacobs, his first scoring pass in 213 NFL receptions.
It was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that and calling in for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambo Elite, well, official Lambo Elite. You know, it was a good one.
Jordan Love talked about that last Packer drive that got them into field goal range.
It's a team win. You know, it's a four-quarter battle. You know, it wasn't perfect. Definitely was not perfect. A lot of mistakes. But, you know, we found a way to win, and that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it comes down to is fourth quarter and finding a way. And that's what we did.
Jordan Love and the Packers prepare to visit Jacksonville next week. Also, the Texans will host the Indianapolis Colts. Elsewhere in the league last night, Patrick Mahomes overcame two interceptions to deliver a few big plays with his feet, and the Kansas City Chiefs remain the league's only undefeated team after beating the 49ers 28-18. Also, Russell Wilson threw for two touchdowns and ran for another score in his Pittsburgh debut to lead the Steelers to a 37-15 win over Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. The 35-year-old Wilson, who spent the first 6 weeks watching from the sideline while recovering from a calf injury, completed 16 of 29 passes for 264 yards as Pittsburgh won its second straight. The Steelers are 5-2. The Jets drop to 2-5. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Jacksonville 32-16 over New England, Buffalo 34, Tennessee 10, Cincinnati 21-14 over Cleveland. Detroit with a late field goal beat Minnesota 31-29. Indianapolis 16, Miami 10, Philadelphia 28, the Giants 3, Seattle 34, Atlanta 14, the Rams 20, Las Vegas 15, Washington 40, Carolina 7. There are two Monday night games tonight, Baltimore at Tampa Bay, and the Chargers playing at Arizona. Tommy Edman and Will Smith homered to send Shohei Ohtani into the World Series for the first time, and the Dodgers eliminated the Mets 10-5 in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers clinched the record 25th NL pennant and first at home since 1988 when they beat the Mets in seven games. They moved on to their 22nd World Series, 13th in Los Angeles, and first since 2020. Next up for Ohtani and company is Aaron Judge and the Yankees, who are back in the World Series for the 41st time. Game 1 is Friday at Dodger Stadium. The New York Liberty finally have a WNBA championship after beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in overtime of a decisive Game 5 on Sunday night. Jonquel Jones scored 17 to lead New York, which was one of the original franchises in the league. The Badgers' defense dominated play in a 22-3 win at Northwestern Saturday. Wisconsin blocked a field goal, forced a fumble deep in Wildcats territory just before half, and notched a safety in the team's third straight win. Senior running back Tui Walker produced 126 yards on 23 carries. Quarterback Braden Locke threw for one touchdown and ran for another. In that action, the Badgers will host number 3 Penn State coming up Saturday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.